Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
BMAC, Brian McFadden is back with us here, getting you ready for Steelers and Ravens. BMAC, when the game ends at around 7:30 Saturday night, will you still be thinking that the Steelers are in Lamar Jackson's head and own the two-time MVP? What do you think?
I hope so. I really hope so. I hope
you don't sound confident, BMAC.
I agree with Chris. I'm not sound confident.
You sound very. Somebody saying, "Are you going to get an A on this test?" Oh, I hope so.
Well, it depends on how much studying I get a chance to do. And I think in this situation for us, you know, in totality as a team, yeah, our defense is going to have success against Lamar Jackson. But is it sustainable? Because the thing about defensive play, when you're playing against a high-profile guy like Lamar Jackson, one of the best playmakers in the National Football League, you're going to have to get some help from your offense. I'm more concerned about our offense than our defense, because our defense can ball out. But can they sustain that level of play if they're not getting the surges from the offense? We saw that last week against the Eagles. I mean, if you look at how the game started, you look at the turnovers. You know, TJ punching the football out, created a turnover. You look at the muff punt return. I mean, we didn't score touchdowns. We settled for field goals. When you're playing against
high-level
teams,
we did the last time we played them, BMAC. We kicked six field goals when we beat Baltimore the last time.
Yes, we kicked six field goals. How many field goals did they miss?
Two.
Right? And think about the very first drive. The first drive, we created a turnover in prime scoring position for our offense.
Correct.
I mean, so if you're Baltimore, granted, everything that you did not do right the first meeting against Pittsburgh has been overly emphasized. So for us as the Steelers, I expect to see a more efficient, a cleaner ball game from Baltimore. Now, if that happens, do we have the players, especially on the offensive side, that can battle and fight back against that said powerhouse that they have on offense?
Do you feel like they do?
Offensively, not without George Pickens, no.
I agree.
No. And the reason why I'll say that is, let's keep it real, right? George Pickens is our only playmaker on the offensive side. Our only playmaker. And we saw how much he means to our offense last week. See, the thing about a team like Philly compared to a team like the Cleveland Browns, Philadelphia is a playoff-caliber team. Philadelphia is a championship-caliber team. So the things we were able to get away with against Cleveland, you can't get away with when you're playing against a very, very good team in Philly. For Baltimore, in totality, I don't think they're as good as Philly, especially on the defensive side. But when you get them and they're actually dialed in, that can be a tough out. So to your question, no, we don't have any. Who's our next best playmaker without George Pickens in the lineup?
Probably Pat right now.
Oh, I would say Jalen Warren.
But they don't like giving him the ball.
I know.
D-Mac.
I know, but I would say Jalen Warren is probably our next best playmaker. And now what we're seeing too, guys, is the inability to make a splash move at the wide receiver position is now starting to surface because we lack depth. We don't have any depth at the pass catching position.
So I said to Chris earlier in the show, this is a question I asked him and a take I had. I said a loss would turn up the heat on Omar Khan big time. Do you agree with that, BMAC?
I wouldn't say that because, you know, our roster, is outstanding. Number one, let's keep it real. We've exceeded the expectations. No one thought we would be.
Not yours, yeah. You got him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, they still have a ways to go to meet your expectations.
Oh, no question. I mean, another season starts in January, right? The first part we've taken care of. We solidified a playoff spot. But the real season starts in January. There lies where my prediction was surface or not surface. But in terms of regular season success, we exceeded the expectations based on the experts and the different analysts.
That's right.
No safe, right? So now that's because they had great coaching and great personnel. Now it's about finding a way to get over the hump because now people know you can play. They want more. They want more. And I got a question. What's going on with Mike Williams?
I was actually.
Well, I would love to know.
That was in my head. I was going to throw that back at you. What do you think is going on with him?
In a situation like now, where you don't have George Pickens, you would think he will probably be the. I don't understand. We have Van Jefferson, but in terms of athleticism, in terms of a guy who has done really really good in the National Football League, I think he would be the next man up. But either he doesn't understand the playbook, or they just don't trust him. Or is not good, working out good for us.
BMAC, here's the thing, and I'm oversimplifying football, so I admit that up front here. How much of a playbook does Mike Williams need to know? Hey, Mike, see that? Go out, run out wide, and then I want you to run as fast as you can straight down the field, and Russ is going to count to three and then heave the ball. Can you catch it? That, to me, that's his play.
Yeah, but why we're not seeing him?
Just whenever people say, does he know the playbook well enough, I'm just like, man, he's the kind of dude with, like, athletic ability and height, you would think, who doesn't have to know that many different plays. Like, Coach Tomlin always used to call Mike Wallace what?
A one-trick pony.
Thank you. Let Mike Williams be a slower but taller one-trick pony. That's why when people bring up, like, the playbook, I just kind of scratch my head because I'm like, it isn't that complicated. Let him go try to be better than the guy covering him on a go route.
Yes, yes. And to your point, go routes, no body position, you know, just trying to win the 50-50 ball. That would help right now because outside of that, we don't have any,
need to be able to get 25 to 30 yards easy, don't they, BMAC? They need to be able to break off like a couple of those a game just to make life easier for themselves.
Yeah, and the thing that I like when Russ first got into the lineup, the first thing he was doing was, pushing the football down the field.
Trusted those guys.
Yes, so as a defender, you have to honor that. Now, without George Pickens in the lineup, you know, we're not seeing that aggressive style as much as we once did with George Pickens and Russ in the lineup together.
How, let me ask you this. Do the Steelers need to win the AFC North to have a long playoff run?
That's a great question. I'll say this. I don't think they need to win the AFC North to have a long run, but not winning the AFC North will feel a bit disappointing based on how long they control the North. But think about this. If you lose the AFC North in the final 2 weeks of the season and you had a hold on this division for how many weeks? What, six, seven? Right?
Yeah, you were up two games with the tiebreaker on them.
Yeah, you were up two. So going into the final three ball games, you're up a game now and you own the tiebreaker against them and you play them. It will feel like a disappointment, in my opinion. Now, in terms of playoff football, I believe the Steelers can win at home, can win on the road. Now, it's all about the matchups. That's very, very important because the matchups are more important and more important than where you play, in my opinion.
Give me a matchup you like for them right now, and give me a matchup you wouldn't like for them, BMAC.
I love Pittsburgh versus the Chargers.
Ooh.
Even after what Herbert did late in that game.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, give us that. Because guess what? The Chargers can't run the football. The Chargers cannot run the football.
Do they need to if Herbert plays like that, though?
Yeah, you need to. Playoff football, you got to be able to run the football to some degree. Yes, they need to.
Okay, how about one you wouldn't like?
Yeah, what's the worst possible first-round matchup? Realistically.
The worst possible.
Well, like, you can't say Buffalo because they're probably not going to drop to the – I don't even think they mathematically can drop to the seventh seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the worst possible matchup would probably be playing someone like Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
Three times.
Hard. Then you'd want to lose this game. You can't. It's hard to beat a team three times in the same season.
Why? They did it in 08.
Yeah, we did it in 08. We had no problems with it in 08.
That was a rookie quarterback, though, for Baltimore.
Also, it wouldn't be three in a row, Chris, because if they lose this one, They're not. Well,
I just said that's why you should want to lose this one.
All right, BMAC. Bottom line for you is, do the Steelers beat?
Wait, what's a BMAC bet for this weekend?
Well, I was going to ask it. Is it Steelers plus 6.5?
Oh, no question. I'm taking that.
How about
rivalry
money line?
Game? I mean, I have a few money line plays, no question. See, the thing about this money line, you put a team like Pittsburgh together with the Commanders, you know, with who else playing this week? Minnesota. You just sprinkle quite a few games with the money line to be able to make it come become a thing. So, yeah, money line would be a great deal.
On the Steelers to win outright.
Yeah, put them in. That's money line. Yes.
Yes, I know, but they're a big. It's a. They're a big.
Well,
dog.
You didn't sound very confident when we first brought you on here, BMAC. So, like, it is curious that you just threw down like that bet money line. Nice. I guess what you're really like a serious bettor. You're saying there's good value to be had there.